the best way to start your sports weekend. This is the WILS Weekend Kickoff with Dave Benton on 1320 WILS.
You know, I often think that the Cy Young Award is kind of a politics type of thing. You don't necessarily have to be the absolute best pitcher that year to win the Cy Young. You have to be good. You have to be very good. But I think sometimes, much like all-star voting, it can be more of a political thing. It can be name recognition and just solid performances the year on out. But if you really want to get above that politics stuff and you really just want to win the Cy Young outright, the best way to do it is almost to throw two no-hitters in a row. Now, Justin Verlander has been about as rock-solid a starter as you can be for the Detroit Tigers this year. He's given them a chance to win basically every single time he's gone out there. But to do what he did this week, to throw a no-hitter that probably should have been a perfect game, and then to turn around and almost throw a second no-hitter, which never happens, obviously. And also, most times, pitchers are notorious for having a horrible game the game after they throw a no-hitter. To have two straight games where you throw a no-hitter, you finish it with a 2.91 ERA, you're 4-3 on the season, you've got an 0.94 whip and 62 strikeouts. I'd have to say, even with three losses, you would be well on your way to winning a Cy Young if you continue pretty solid performances. Wouldn't you agree, Scott?
Definitely. And especially when Jared Weaver, who everybody was talking about as the best pitcher ever, it seemed like to start, he's lost three in a row now and hasn't been nearly as dominant.
And that's the thing. It's kind of like college football voting in that way. You can almost, if you lose at the right times, you can stay in the top 25, even as a 5-4 team or a 6-3 team. And some other team that's 9-2 or 8-3 could be out of the top 25 because of when they lost their games. If you start as a top 5 team, lose two games, go 0-2, and then win three games to go up 3-2, going 3-2, it can work to where you can stay in the top 25. Same thing goes in Cy Young Awards. If you lose three in a row, you hurt yourself. But if you consistently win one, lose one, but you are good throughout, you can keep yourself in that Cy Young race. Now, in my opinion, I think you can make an argument for 10 different pitchers being the best pitcher in Major League Baseball. But if I'm somebody who wants a solid start every single time out, pending the first inning, I'm going Justin Verlander every single time. And I think that should speak loudly about who wins the AL Cy Young this year. Okay, when we come back, we will talk the rest of Major League Baseball, what we think has happened so far and what we think will happen the rest of the year. This weekend kickoff, 1320 WILS.